Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
This is the place where sports fans collide. That and sports, I'm your host, Kenneth B. Hinch. Joining me on the show, Nick, FIFO, Shelton, and Spike.
What's happening? What's
going on? Glad to have everybody here watching. Got a jam-packed show for you guys. We're going to talk about Shadur, of course. We talked about it last week. It was breaking news last week. It happened. He played the game. And then we'll give our thoughts on that, as well as our top five cornerbacks and linebackers heading into the 2025 NFL season. And some things are going on in LA, man. The Rams might be in trouble with that quarterback. Mm-hmm. So, which could lead to some interesting moves that have been floated out there. So yeah, man. But as we always do, man, we kick things off with our best performance of the week.
Performance of the week goes to my boy. Shit, hey. Hey, listen, I know some of y'all aren't alcoholics in there, but we got a dartboard in New York. You know what I'm saying? Jackson Dart. First game in the NFL. You know, I know it's preseason. Some people don't call it a game, but I call it a game. Hey, Shelton, 12 for 19, 154 yards and a tutty. Oh my God. And it was a beautiful tutty, too, because the nigga was getting hit, and he threw it over the back shoulder, nigga, right into the end zone. Come on. No one can hate on his performance. Of course, I got to go with Jackson Dart, the future of the New York Giants franchise, the savior of what's his name? The head coach. What's the dude's name?
Dayball.
There you got his name.
Hey, Sheldon, he on his way out. I don't need to remember it. But he's the savior of Brian Daboll's job. So, yeah, shout out to Jackson Dart.
Hey, Nick, do me a favor. Go back and look at Daniel Jones' first preseason game.
Don't do that to me, Sheldon. Don't do that to me. That's like asking me to go back to that game Daniel Jones had against Tampa Bay where he went nuts. And nigga thought he was gonna be the second coming to Eli. Yeah, I'm coming around to Jackson Dart. You know what I'm saying?
You think he's gonna start a game this season?
Eventually, absolutely. Yeah. All first round picks eventually start by the end of the season. You know, even Michael Penix.
So absolutely.
That's why I'm like, it may not be early, it may be the back half of the season. Depends on how the season goes, but what I'm hearing from camp is that Russell Wilson isn't really wowing anybody. He's just doing Russell Wilson shit.
Right.
So, and obviously you know what Jameis Winston is, but yeah, Jackson Dart. I say week six, week seven, that's when you probably hear something about him starting. Unless Russell comes out like how he did in Pittsburgh and like then they're undefeated or at least like 4-2.
Which quarterback are they going to cut? Are they going to cut Winston or are they going to cut DeVito?
They cut DeVito, for sure. Oh,
okay.
Interesting.
But yeah, that's
Tommy the had feature. He had a nice little run, though.
Tommy ain't had shit. His agent had a nice run. But Dart's the future. JD, get used to it.
Oh, he's the future.
He's the future, bro. I'm trying crazy. To tell you right now. I see it.
Jesus, that's crazy.
Y'all know how I'm the quarterback guru of this podcast.
No, no, no. You saw it with Danny Dimes too, huh? Where he at?
Listen,
you're really not. Listen, the quarterback
I told y'all, I'm 7 out of 10, FIFO. Most of y'all 4 out of 10. I'm 7 out of 10.
Mm, I'm probably 8, 9 out of 10.
Shit. What quarterback you endorse, Lou? Early. I'm saying early. Nobody. You don't be saying. You just got nothing but hate. You don't be saying no praise to nobody.
He only say what he don't like.
Oh, exactly. Oh, I was the one early. I was early on Jaden Daniels. I was early on who else was there?
I said Daniels was gonna be good too.
I was early on saying Caleb Williams ain't gonna be shit coming into the league. FIFO still waiting.
Bo Nix. I called Bo Nix. I called Bo Nix.
I'm gonna tell you right now, Bo Nix ain't gonna do shit. Bo Nix is the new age Brock Purdy.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, nah. He's not. He's way better than Brock Purdy, bro.
No.
Chill out.
Better? 7 points in the playoffs?
He's a rookie.
Now he's just a rookie. We seen a rookie in Jaden Daniels. We seen what
we understand. No, 100%. But he's cream of the crop. Like, I'm not saying that Bo Nix is cream of the crop, but Bo Nix is better than Jackson Dart.
Yeah. By probably a lot too.
A lot.
We're gonna see. This season we're gonna see. Hey, Luke, don't give me, we ain't doing predictions yet, but I'm trying to tell you, the hot takes is sizzling already, Shelton. I got the oven on.
You got Jackson Dart. You got Jackson Dart on your top 10 QB, Luke. We kicking you off his chair.
No, I ain't gonna know that for.
Giants
predictions may be nuts right now.
Yeah, how is Desmond Ridder doing? That was one of your predictions.
Desmond good. He's backing up.
That's Joey been good.
Cookie.
Desmond Ridder?
I said Desmond's good. He's backing up. Joey B learning from the master, and he may go to LA and do some shit with Sean McVay. So we're gonna get to that conversation. So
That's interesting.
All right, well, there you have it. Nick is in love. Moving on, let's get into it, man. I know you guys want to hear about it, so it's time to talk about it. The first full week of the new NFL season is officially in the books, with preseason games living up to the hype and excitement for the 2025-26 season. The biggest game of the preseason was the Cleveland Browns versus the Carolina Panthers and Shedeur Sanders' debut as an NFL QB. What are your thoughts on his performance, and will Sanders be the week one starter for the Browns against Cincinnati?
I think Shedeur. Okay, so watching Shedeur, it made me double down on how I feel when you evaluate young players come in from college into the pros. What is it that they did that separated them in college, and how good can they do it in the pros? Right, everything that we knew about Shedeur in Colorado, we saw that preseason game. Right, calm under pressure. I think he moved better than what we've seen in Colorado, because he took hella sacks, but he definitely moved the pocket. He manipulated the defenders, right? Like he slid to the right, let the running back pick up that free DB. He was accurate. You know what I'm saying? The one thing I didn't like at the pro level, that I didn't necessarily see it being so, at least it's blaring for me, is his throwing motion feels a little elongated. You know, it takes a little long to get the ball out. But he throws a pretty ball, and he's very accurate. You know what I'm saying? So that's all of the things that we talked about with him at Colorado. It's just transferring now to the NFL. Now, do I think he's going to be a world beater? I don't know, because he's limited physically. So he has to be, if he's going to be a good to great starting QB in the league, it has to be mental. It has to be shoulders up. It's not gonna beat you with your legs like Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen or something like that. He's not gonna throw 85-yard bombs. You know, so he doesn't have that. But can he beat you? Can you win with Shedeur? I believe so, and I think that's what you saw. He just has to. He needs more time, more seasoning to grow. But what we saw is that he belongs. We saw that he doesn't look like a fifth round pick. That's what we saw. Where you want to put him in the hierarchy of young quarterback in the league now, that's up for debate. I just know he don't look like a fifth-round pick. All I know is that from what I've seen in training camp, him versus Dylan Gabriel, he's been looked like this. You know what I'm saying? And for people talking about this, that, and the third, he didn't have number ones on his squad, but he went against the number one defense. And I understand this preseason is Manila. They're not throwing nothing exotic out there. Everything is very base. But at the end of the day, he showed you why he should have been a first round pick. He's cool, calm, collected, throws a good ball. He's aware. His awareness is high for a rookie. So I like what I saw. Is he going to be week one starter? No. I've been said Joe Flacco. That's the reason why they brought Joe Flacco back. He's gonna be the week one starter. But like Nick said, with Jackson Dart, 4, 5, 6, 7 around that, you know what I'm saying? They're gonna have to make a move, because this team is not going to be good. Joe Flacco, we know what he is. He's pedestrian at best. And you need to know what you got with Shedeur with 2 first-round picks in next year's draft. Do we need to go get a quarterback, or do we got a guy and now we need to get him weapons and protection? That's what they need to figure out.
this performance, what I saw in the performance was definitely good. He played well that we know of. But even more so than his performance, what I take from watching Shedeur is his interaction with his teammates. That tells you a lot about what he brings to the table for this team. You could tell they like him. They talk to him like he's one of them. They speak of him highly all the time. You see him and Myles Garrett like together all the time. You see Njoku talking to him and like, you know, they got the other teammates too. And I'm not saying they don't talk to him. I'm just saying you see a special relationship between him and the others. He made a couple impressive throws. I'm talking about some veteran throws in that game. Yeah, of course he got stuff to work on. It was, and of course it was preseason, but we saw him do some things and make some things happen with his arm that, you know, quite frankly, some people might have questioned. So I give him a lot of props on that. And his preparation was there. You could see that he put the time and effort into it. And you could see that he has improved and grown in the time of him graduating college and to this point. But we know what he is. But, you know, for Cleveland, the thing that they need to look at more than anything else is the numbers that he brought to the table. That preseason game had, like, what, the number one program on cable and broadcast TV? That's huge. So who else watching the Cleveland Brown preseason game at any point? You know what I'm saying? So when you look at it from a business standpoint, it makes all the sense in the world to keep him around. I think he will get some starts this year. But I like FIFO said, I think Flacco is going to start the season.
I don't think he's going to start week one, to answer the question, no. I think that's going to be Kenny Pickett. I think they're trying to pump him up, and the Browns think that that's their quarterback. But that goes to a couple of Shelton's points. This is a shitty organization. A better organization, if he played somewhere else, Shedeur Sanders, that is, he would be starting week one. They would have cultivated his talent. They would be focusing on him, and he would be out there week one because he's proven through his college tape, through his offseason workout, and even his first preseason game that he can play NFL quarterback. Now, I don't know if he's Jared Goff or if he's something like my most comparable quarterback that I see is Jared Goff, who's been in great situations, but he just happened to have blonde hair and blue eyes. So they gave him more benefit of the doubt. Shedeur Sanders don't have that. And he got a lot of ego that come with him. So people ain't willing to give him a chance. The Browns are not invested in him at all. They're a shitty organization. They going to give Pickett a chance first. They're going to give Flacco a chance after Pickett sucks. And then they're going to give Shedeur a chance because they want to save Dylan Gabriel and put him in at the end of the season when he's had more time to develop. Shedeur is in a terrible opportunity, and it's going to affect his career. I hope he gets to go somewhere that isn't as a shitty organization as the Browns. It may be like Baker Mayfield, like Jared Goff. We will get to see him flourish into a quarterback that can start and win games in the NFL, but it's not going to happen in Cleveland ever because they don't believe it.
You want to go, Ken, or you want me to?
Let me answer that question real quick. So y'all know preseason definitely matters. I don't know if you pay attention to football, but there are several players who make a name for themselves in the preseason. Zach Bond made a name for himself in the preseason, which means they moved on from Devin White because of preseason. Preseason definitely matters. They pay attention to all that. Every one of those games are going back, and they study tape, they watch film, but it does matter.
It definitely matters for a player like Shedeur as well.
All that matters.
Who doesn't have the support of the coaching staff or ownership. It matters because it shows he's going out there and battling through the bullshit situation that he's put in. Absolutely matters.
I'm sorry about that. Go ahead.
I think first and foremost, I think we've all said this to a certain degree, that Shedeur is not a shitty quarterback. Now, after that is where we all differ as far as like what level of talent are we dealing with him. I think what we saw in the preseason game, I'm only taking with a grain of salt because, like y'all said, I mean, one, they played Carolina. So they played literally one of the worst teams in the NFL. So their ones is somebody's twos. You know what I'm saying? So like, there's that. But what Shedeur did show, like FIFO said, pocket presence. He wasn't really scared. The moment wasn't too big. I mean, he's been playing under bright lights. You could argue since then they're high school because of his dad. But he did show that. I mean, he's not a ready-made. He's still got a lot of things to do. But I think that what the most important thing for him is, not even worrying about starting or being on the Browns, period. This is a showcase for the NFL. Like, again, I think some people said in the chat, like, I see him going to LA with the Rams. Like, I think we'll get to the conversation, but Sean McVay is in a sticky situation with his quarterback room. So I think Shador is like, if it don't work out here and he gets cut, because most fifth round picks sometimes don't even make the team, even if they did get drafted. So I'm more so looking forward to seeing how long he can last in the NFL after these, you know, these reps and these tryouts. I don't know if you're asking me personally, should he start for the Browns eventually? But like I said in the chat to y'all earlier this week, he's the cream of the crap when it comes to their QB. There's nothing good about that QB room where you would say Shador shouldn't start over this guy. Like, he should be a bona fide starter. But as you heard from the owner and other people, like, they don't really fuck with him. As much as, Sheldon, you talking about Myles Garrett and Njoku, they ain't writing checks. They cashing them.
That's true.
So they have no sway in the room at all. So to me, I think a lot of us are overhyping this preseason game, but at the end of the day, he's making the most of his opportunities, and that's all you can ask.
Was anyone surprised by the performance?
Nope. I was not really. No.
Then what's the big deal?
I'm
with Nick. I think I'm with Nick. It's getting a lot of hype. Did anybody believe he really was a fifth round pick? We all, I think, suspected that he should have been drafted before then, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, yeah, I don't get it. It's a preseason game. I thought it was funny when Nick had Jackson Dart, you know, on his list, and everybody laughed. They laughed at the performance of Jackson Dart, but yet we're praising what Shador did. It's the same fucking thing. Mm. We're overhyping both, or we're getting caught up in the excitement of both. Same thing with Tanner McKee and everybody else. You know, I think for what he did, it didn't surprise me. People asked me when we last week, he said, how do you think Shador is going to do? I said, yeah, I think he's going to do fine. I think he's going to do good. He did what I expected him to do, especially against that level of talent. You know, I think for him is what happens, you know, with the rest of the quarterbacks on that roster and how does he get out of the situation that he's in. But if Shador can't play well against backups, then he shouldn't even be in the game. You know, he shouldn't even be in the league. And then that'll take care of itself. I think to your point, Shelton, about the roster, the players, you know, I put that in the chat a while back, and I thought it was really interesting how all of the players, like specifically the black players, really mess with Shador. Is that because Shador is a good leader? Is that because, you know, he's probably a really likable guy, you know, but also you got to keep in mind, a lot of people have been following this guy for a whole year. You know, people were going to Colorado. They're going to naturally like him because of fucking Deion Sanders. Like, so, and he probably has Deion Sanders' career. So, and they probably really, really want him to win. And I think that's what you see a lot of. It's like black people, black community really want him to win because they think in some kind of way, a rich black kid that grew up with everything is sticking it to the man, you know? So
The man acted like he was sticking it to him, though. Like, they the ones that collectively passed on him into the fifth round. Like, you're right about the rich suburban black kid, which rich dad, I get the Huxtable lifestyle in the sense of, oh, it wasn't a struggle, really. He's been groomed to be a quarterback in the NFL since day one, but we still seen, even with that background, them treat him like, nah, you still a nigga. And that's where people are collectively rallying around him. Like, that's where you get that love for him. It goes too to what you said, Ken. It's a story. It's great. People have been following him for the last 2 years. All the rappers went to Colorado. But still, the NFL tried to treat him like, oh, you just a nigga.
But they do that to every black QB.
Do they?
There's a little difference. And in the reason why I say that is because I think they were trying to stick it to his dad. And I do feel like a lot of those reports that were put out early turns out, well, it don't turn out because we still don't really know. But a lot of people rebutted all that stuff that was said early that people took as fact. And it was not, it was when they were saying like how he went to those interviews and and all that kind of stuff like that. The way he performed in interviews and the way he showed up. Even you saw it recently. You saw it this week when they said, oh, he showed up with an entourage. It was his teammates. The report was he had an entourage. He was playing his music when he went into the stadium. And it was his teammates that he was with.
He has a reputation. Like, my bad. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say he has a reputation that leads into that, too, because even I don't know if you've seen the other report when they were talking about him, quote, confronting that local Cleveland reporter who always talking bad about him. And he wasn't even it wasn't a confrontation. Right. All he said to him was like, what I got to do, bro? Like, you always burying me, saying that I'm this, that, and the third.
Right.
He went up to him very friendly, very looking open, for Whitey's approval, with a lot of person. Nah, he wasn't looking for Whitey's approval, Ken. All he was saying was like, bro, dang, what do I got to do for you to be like, oh, okay, yeah, he is good. Because all you do is shit on me. He didn't approach him aggressively at all. But then the headline said, Shedeur Sanders confronts reporter about his reporting of him. And that ain't what happened.
You know what else is funny?
It was a confrontation, Lou.
What else is funny? By definition,
he confronted him about.
Come on, bro. When you say, okay, y'all are doing the same thing that the reporters are doing. You're right. They using that word because technically it's right, but that's not a confrontation. When you or me
or
Shelton hear confrontation, you thinking throwing hands.
No, yeah. It's not.
You thinking that's aggressive.
That's different. And I'll be stupid on his part if he did that. My thing is this is like,
but that's how it's like, reported.
For a beat reporter, we've talked about beat reporters are not for the weak hearted. Like beat reporters talk shit about their team. This ain't the national media where everybody, you know, tries to be respectful to a certain degree. Like, if you follow beat reporters, if you read The Athletic, or if you follow just local sports, especially in certain sports towns like Cleveland, they talk. Look what they did to LeBron.
But Nick, the difference in this is his own co-hosts have called him out on. If you look up, I can't remember his name, Rizzo, I think it is. But if you look him up, his own co-hosts have been done with him on his Shedeur report, and he been hating on Shedeur so bad, and I'm not defending Shedeur on that.
I'm not excusing it, but I'm not surprised.
That's what it's been bad.
I don't look for love from beat reporters. If you're not winning, beat reporters getting your ass.
You, myself, Ken, FIFO, Sheldon, we all across multiple platforms, and we say a lot of crazy things. If we came back collectively behind the scenes, we're like, man, I had a confrontation the other night. You wouldn't think that it was what Shedeur had with that dude. Yeah. When we say confrontation, you think, oh, somebody came up to you talking crazy? He wasn't talking crazy to him. That's not a confrontation.
Nah. And they were laughing. They told a joke to each other. He just was saying, come on, man. Like,
what I got to do? What, yeah. Like, dang.
If someone came up to Nick outside because they heard something crazy
he said on a podcast like that, Nick wouldn't consider that a confrontation.
Yeah, it depends. It depends on who confronted me. If it's a football player, hey, look.
That's a confrontation. Hey, Nick gonna call the police.
It's the tone of the conversation, not who it is. Came up to you friendly.
But my thing, fisticuffs ready? But my call thing the is, this is like, at this point, he's in the NFL, right? He's one of the chosen few who are privileged to play at this level on this league. That's anybody who plays in the NFL. It's a privilege. All he has to do is ball out. If he continues to ball out, no matter what people are saying, he's going to get a job. Because we've seen players who've done a lot of worse shit personally, from their personality to off the field, that if they can still ball, there's a roster spot. So my thing on him is, he just got to continue to play well for the Cleveland standard, and he'll be all right.
Yeah, but y'all are right about the preseason. Preseason, the difference in preseason and regular season is you're not scheming for a particular offense. You're running your plays to see what it looks like on the field and how it translates. So, and the players will tell you that's what preseason is based on. So they're not scheming to stop Shedeur. That ain't the plan. The plan is, let me see what happens when you're set in this position. Sometimes things are going to go wrong. Let's see your reaction. And at the same time, I don't know if everybody thought he'd be successful. You saw him. If you've been paying attention to their training camp, you saw him working with the fours. Sometimes they would have him throwing routes to trainers and coaches and people like that, as opposed to his teammates.
Who cares? So, Why do we care about that? The reason why is an opportunity. That's all we ask of.
He is, Nick, but the reason why it matters, and that's why what I'm saying, the only reason I'm saying it is because a lot of people said he wasn't set up to fail. That kind of is, because timing is everything. If I'm gonna be out there playing with you, we got to get some work in together. These guys take that serious. And so timing is everything.
I get that, but if he the one thing he showed in that preseason game is that he's accurate. Yeah, that touchdown, that one of the touchdowns he had when he threw it in between two defenders, like that's something that not a lot of QBs I would say coming out of college can make. Right. So he's showing that, showing and tell. But like, listen, if he had as much support as that people thought he, I thought he was gonna get drafted by the Raiders because him and Tom Brady are supposed to be buddy buddy. Once they passed on him five times over, I knew that all that shit was bullshit and people are just looking at him based off of the fact of, is he talented enough in my eyes to draft to help my team move forward to win championships?
You still talking about talent, Nick. If you believe us about talent, no, I told you.
I'm saying, Shelton, we're going off of talent. You're going off the full bundle package of who he is as a quarterback. I'm just going off of the ceiling versus the floor. He has a high floor. I don't know how high that ceiling is. I keep on saying he's Geno Smith. And you keep on telling me that's an insult. I'm like, well, first of all, what the fuck did he do in college that was better than Geno Smith? And second of all, Geno Smith has made a whole bunch of records.
So if he's Geno, then what's Jackson Dart? He's made a huge turnaround.
Geno Smith, that is a huge turnaround for his career to where he's living up to the second round pick that he was. So my thing is with Shador is that, again, as long as he continues to play well and be as accurate as he can be, he will be fine. Regardless of if he's with the threes, the fours, the fives, whatever it is, he will be fine because teams will look at that like the Rams, who are in a desperate QB situation, and say, if Cleveland don't want him, I'll take him.
If he,
hey, Nick. Hold on, Sheldon. Hey, Nick, if Joey B was throwing to the threes because everybody else was hurt and he ain't look as good with him, like, and he didn't win. Mm. He's Joey B. So, and he doesn't win. Does it matter that he's throwing to the twos and the threes?
And I would say, Doc, if I had wheels attached to my feet, does that
you make ain't me answer a my question? No.
Does that make me a bust? You didn't answer my question.
No, you did not answer my question because it does matter. No, my point to you is it does matter. Like,
no, the comparison is illogical because you're talking about literally the first overall pick versus a fifth round pick. What the fuck are we talking about as far as any quarterback?
We talk about Patrick Mahomes throwing to these wide receivers who aren't good enough. Like, so imagine he can't illustrate how great he is if he doesn't have the talent to go with it. Like, it does matter. If I'm playing with the fours, and even if I am a backup, if I'm playing with the fours, it still doesn't match my level of talent. Like, that matters. And I can't even practice with these niggas, and they're not even as good as me. That does matter, bro. Like, you can't act like – I'm not saying it's the end-all, be-all, but right. It matters to a certain extent. So that's why when you say, who cares, it does fucking – especially as a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You got him.
Y'all making a lot of – this sound like a lot of excuses to me, and I'm just like,
How well did he perform throwing to the threes, fours, and janitors?
Fantastic. Imagine if he was.
Then what the fuck? Then what does the fucking matter?
The reason why
I brought it up though is we talked about being prepared and preparing him to fail. If he's not being set up to be successful, then it does matter. But at the same time, if he overcomes that, that should matter too. But I don't look at Tom Brady not drafting him as nothing else but what I said it was in the beginning. I still feel the same way. It was collusion. You can't go against the program.
I swear, this guy was white and his name was Steven.
But
he got drafted in the first round, and we wouldn't have talked about it.
He would be Eli Manning if he was white. You guys would dismiss the records.
You guys would dismiss a lot of things because you guys have historically done that because they're white. It is happening for.
He would have been what they're saying Arch Manning is.
He would be Eli Manning. Exactly. Thank you, Sheldon.
I'm not.
Eli Manning was average in college.
Arch ain't done nothing.
Average in college.
Me personally, I'm not speaking as far as saying like he's the next best thing. I think there is merit to me. He's being, he has a certain stigma because he is Deion's son. Like Deion has always been a nigga. Like I'm gonna do what I want when I want how I want. And Shador has that kind of charisma too. And they don't really fuck with that. It's not just a black quarterback. I'm not going with the just all black quarterback thing. It's more of a let's put this nigga in check. Like it's not a black thing. Because Cam was number one, so I'm not sitting here and acting like, oh, there was like no black quarterbacks. It's specifically because he is Deion Sanders' son that people are looking at him like he feels entitled, he feels too big, and it's just confidence, bro. It really is just confidence, and they're knocking him down a peg, like because of that. Like Joey B shows confidence, but it's modest. It's modest to them. Like yeah. The same way, like
if, that's the even, guy. Why
y'all talking about intangible shit when we're talking? Me and Ken are talking facts. Joey B in college he demonstrated confidence by winning a national title and breaking hella records. Probably arguably the greatest college.
But Joey B, okay. So, but Joey B also went to
You said a lot of crazy shit because you keep bringing up Joey B for some reason. There is no comp for any of these quarterbacks y'all talking about to Shador. Because he did not have a college career worth talking about. If we're keeping it honest,
and Eli Manning did.
Travis Hunter did.
Eli Manning had a career worth.
But Shador Sanders did not have a career worth talking about. No one's gonna look back.
Shador Sanders was eighth in the Heisman voting.
You know what Shador did in Colorado, boy? What
he was eighth in the Heisman voting.
He won about 12 games in 2 years, if that.
Bro, what school did Justin Herbert go to? Like where in the hell did Josh Allen go?
Hey, no,
that point you just made about college, you know, and what the they did in college. What did Josh Allen do in college? A lot of these dudes that are good in the NFL didn't do shit in college. Shador Sanders had a lot better of a career than a lot of the people who were drafted very high in college. So don't tell me his college career won shit when he took a team that won zero games and moved him up 3 games and then moved him up to 8 games in 2 years of
being. Spike, wait, forget about the wins. Shador won the Johnny Unitas Golden Arm Award. He also was named Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year and earned first team all Big 12 honors and won the Jerry Rice Award and the Deacon Jones Trophy during his time at Jackson State. So what is you talking about? He didn't have a good college career when he won multiple awards and was all conference first team.
That's
just average. Everybody just get that.
But even with that, FIFO, like you could, I just hate the way that it's being shaped. Like, because you could say Patrick Mahomes is playing at Texas Tech, bro. And we still didn't really, he was not on a lot of people's radar. Like, so that comparison, I'm saying how he was treated. Like, it's just being honest.
So this is what I'm
saying. Is his confidence broken, though?
My thing is this.
It didn't work.
Y'all keep bringing up these names. I'm trying to just focus on Shador. If y'all keep on bringing up these names, people are going to compare him to those players.
I'm not trying
to do that because I want to judge Shador based off what Shador does. I don't want to have him in the shadow of what we think he should be or whatever. I thought we already moved past the draft and all that stuff. Once you win the league, you win the league. No matter which draft pick you get, Russell Wilson was a third round pick. Dak Prescott was a fourth round pick. Eventually, if you that talented, you will be a starter. So that's where we're on right now. So I don't give a fuck about what's going on. I don't give a fuck about what's going on right now. He is getting the opportunity to play meaningful football minutes because
based off what you're saying, why don't you think he's going to be there? Cleveland then?
Because I think Cleveland Browns is a shit show. I think the Browns organization is trash.
If he went to a better
organization, but my point though, Lou, is if Nick's saying it's about football, then they can see they seen it. Why wouldn't they keep him? You know, it's about organizations
can't help them get shitty.
Yeah,
but they gave Deshaun Watson
Shelton, look
whatever
what they did
it is they gave him. That's the worst ran franchise in the league. The Browns are the
but
worst.
But you know,
this is the worst
politics,
possible situation. Yeah, it is. Exactly. This is the worst possible situation that he could be in. Because to Doc's point earlier, you have a quarterback on your roster that is clearly better than every other quarterback on the roster, but you got him throwing to the ball boy. It doesn't make sense.
It's honestly,
You have the owner coming out and being like, oh, I didn't draft him. I don't know like why he's here. Like, this is a shit show in Cleveland. And even though, Nick, you say all you got to do is go out and play football and be good, that's not true because it's Cleveland.
No, I'm saying he's showcasing the talents for other teams. I don't think – if I'm Shador, don't worry about Cleveland. Do your best because another team will pick you up.
Yeah, if he gets cut, somebody will get
him. Somebody's going to pick him up.
True. So we're discussing whether Shador is like worthy of this selection.
I'll tell you, Q. Nick and Ken are trying to act like Shador Sanders is given a fair chance because he's in the NFL. Nigga, you lucky you here. And now we're praising him, even though through all the stuff that they putting him through, fifth round pick, whatever it may be, they saying, I'll just go out and play football. When he's not being given a fair chance and he's still balling, he still went out and did what he did in the preseason game, throwing to the fourth stringers and the trainers in practice.
He said balling.
And they're saying that don't matter.
Balling is hilarious.
I think that Shador was showcased at Colorado for two seasons as being a good quarterback. I don't think that he's bad. I don't think that he's amazing. I think that he deserves a chance. The issue comes down to two takes for me is that, number one, I don't care really about preseason that much to put that much stock into it. And I also recognize that the Cleveland Browns are a terrible ran organization. So it's hard for me to, even if Shador comes out and looks like Tom Brady, it's hard for me to take that into account because you know that other teams don't take Cleveland seriously. And you know that Cleveland don't take themselves seriously. So he could come out and play bad. I would feel the exact same way. It's just one of those things where this is kind of a wash situation. And all that I think Nick and Ken are saying is that you got to come out and put the best tape up because, to Nick's point, your situation is not going to be in Cleveland. You have to – he's on a Baker Mayfield path where you got to go to get some QB training from Sean McVay for a couple games at the end of the season after you get cut from this team inevitably because we all know this is where this is heading. I hope not. But once you get those games in with the QB guru, somebody will pick you up next season. Hopefully it's a Tampa situation for you. And I feel like that's what you want if you're Shador Sanders because the Browns don't do right by quarterbacks. And the stench of Deion, he needs to get that as far away from him as possible. He needs to separate himself and his team, hopefully, is listening to people that are giving him the advice of your branding should not be about being a Sanders boy. You should be Shador. Like, we should be talking about Shador the same way that Jalen Brunson has completely removed himself from Rick Brunson's legacy. It's now Jalen. Jalen's that guy. So the same has to be done for him. But this destination is not going to end with him in Cleveland, God willing, because if it does, it'd be another body on the QB list for Cleveland.
And you know what? That's a good point, Q, and I'm glad you said that because it doesn't need to be repeated that Cleveland is terrible. And if he stays in Cleveland and he plays terrible, it's going to be a referendum on Shador. We've seen quarterbacks play terrible when teams don't build around them and they get the blame for them. So if anything, you guys would really want Shador to go to an organization that will give him what he needs to support him so he can perform and utilize the talents that everybody believes that he has. But if he stays in Cleveland and they play like shit and he plays like shit, it's going to really amplify a lot of the things that have been said about him.
But I think the same thing that y'all are saying can be used for him can be used against him. And that's kind of like the point. Like if like the same teams who overlooked, like who didn't want him, like, and I'm not saying they didn't have reasons for not, but I think if your idea is like, I don't want Shedeur because of everything that comes with Shedeur and because of Deion Sanders, like him playing great isn't going, like him playing decent isn't going to change it. If you're like, well, he was playing like he's coming from the Brown system, I can't trust it. Like, we make it seem like Baker didn't bounce around first before he ended up somewhere, and he just finally ended up in a system that Tom Brady cultivated before he got there. Like I mean, people always talk about when you get drafted, it's not about when you get drafted, it's where you get drafted. So send him back steps, yeah, as well as like, yeah. So it's not a guarantee that, oh, this is like he'll get cut and that won't impact him. Like, you don't know, but they're not even giving him enough tools right now to even see like, oh, let him be competitive. Like, that's what we're saying. I don't feel like he's getting all the footage, like he's getting a fair shot of being competitive.
It's a very fine line, because what you're the territory you're leaning into, which is something that we have to get out of the binaric understanding of a QB has a lot of talent, so he's not good, and a QB has no talent, so what is he supposed to do? We have to get out of those binaries, and we have to look at it as, does Shedeur have the base skills to be a good quarterback? And what you've seen, where most of what you see in the middle of the pack, in terms of when you have okay receivers to great receivers, what is the median play that you see? And I think that when you have a Travis Hunter that we all, for all intents and purposes, we all believe to be could potentially generational on one side of the ball, we don't know. But he was able to get those awards that people was talking about. So the median is that he's at least a remarkable enough player to give him awards. And yes, that could be some branding, and that could be the Sanders name as well, and some PR and shit. But that doesn't matter to me, because when I look at the tape, and when you look at what people like Tom Brady and what actual quarterbacks say, they said that he has the base skills to do what he's doing. And right. My issue is that if we're going to keep him in Cleveland and we tell him that, yo, you have all these weapons and whatnot around you, and we're telling Cleveland to staff the skills positions with a bunch of guys, all they're going to do is use that against him the same way that they're using it against certain quarterbacks that wear green and be like, it's not really what you're doing, it's just what the team has done for you. So really, all Shedeur has to do in this situation, if I'm his team, I'm telling him, all you need to do is make certain guys better. You have to make certain people better, and you have to have the skills, positions that are notable, like the Njokus of the world and whoever else the wide receiver talent is, the marquee guys. You have to keep them on track for their numbers last year or better, because there's going to be a front office that looks at that and says, I'll take him in my quarterback room.
He's not even playing with them. That's the point that we're saying. Like, he's not even playing with them to keep them on, to even see if he's on that level with them. He's playing with the threes and the fours. So like, you're asking him to do something that they won't even allow him to do, especially when Flacco isn't playing and the two in front of him on the depth chart are hurt. Like, even after this game, he's still number four in the depth chart. Like, I get it. A part of me is like, well, bro, these two are hurt. Like, why is he still? They didn't even show anything. Like. And the reports out of training camp is that Gabriel he's lost confidence. So if training camp telling me one thing, he hasn't even played in the game, and I just seen Shedeur, why is he still number four? Like, that logic doesn't line up to me. Now, maybe it's something I don't know, but everything that's been given to me is like, well, none of this is making sense.
Well, I think that they're giving it to Flacco because he had major success with that team. And it's taking not him to the playoffs. Flacco, though.
They won is
your yeah. Boy. I'm not talking about Flacco. I'm just saying being number two. He's not even number two. He's number four. Yeah,
Kenny Pickett. They won. They going into the season with Kenny Pickett starting.
I mean, but the thing is though is that all right. Pickett is to me not a defensible pick unless you're looking at some Eagles tape from the last three games that he played. But it's like you ain't got no AJ Browns or Devontae Smiths out there. The issue is for me is that I can make a case that he could be three. Like, three is not an insane. He could be one, but if you're an old racist white dude that's running the Cleveland Browns, and you're telling me that I'm gonna put him over my draft pick that I really wanted, and then Flacco, I'm not dignifying that conversation. Flacco,
talk, and then that goes to the point.
That's our point.
That's the point.
I get that.
That's the whole point.
I get that.
Yeah. And it can be it like I said, it can honestly.
We had to say nothing, Sheldon. It was a mic drop. Yeah. We done.
That was it.
I didn't even hear what he said, but you know, it's fun.
That was a mic drop.
I don't even know if I want to go back and hear what he said because it don't matter because I probably would disagree anyway. Yeah. But nevertheless,
let's talk about some starters, Ken.
Right.
Yeah. And I wasn't trying to cut you off, Sheldon. I was just saying.
No, that's right. Hey, Sheldon, you almost had to have a confrontation with him.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I wasn't meaning it in that way against him. I was meaning
it against you, King. I get it.
Nah, I'm just trying to move the show on. I still think it's much ado about nothing, but whatever. It's not like he's still going to be legendary if he gets cut and never play a game in the NFL, pointing at his watch.
He couldn't let it go. He had to get it in. He couldn't move on. I'm trying to move the show along, but let me continue this shit on him.
Shout out to 12 Kyle. He's in the podcast working overtime, kid. You know what I'm saying? Not just as
I know, right? Host,
but as a bail bondsman for
Oh man, what up, 12 Kyle, man? Y'all make sure y'all check him out. Check out the podcast, 12 Kyle podcast. Sir. All right, man. We're gonna that segment. Every time, man, we talk about Shadur, man, it gets suspended. We go a couple of rounds, Nick. We go about 5 rounds when it comes to talking about Shadur. I don't know what it is. I don't know why it takes so long to get through a Shadur segment. But let's talk about our top picks, man. But you know what? Let me run a break. Let's reset the show. We're gonna run a break and get into our top 5 picks, linebackers and safety. So we're gonna run this real quick and we'll be right back after this.
If you're looking for real conversations and motivations to be your best, then you have to check out Another Week in the Books. Another Week in the Books with Spike Lou and Rich is your go-to podcast for growth and community. Plenty of dope conversations take place week to week as they inspire each other to be better through conversations. Another Week in the Books, wherever you get your podcast.
All right. It is time, as we do every year, to go through our top picks at each position of the year. This week we are doing linebackers and cornerbacks. Real quick, Nick, can you check your mic input? Did you get my message?
I did. Is it coming in loud?
No, it sounded like we were here in the room.
Yeah.
Nick, mic headphone running through his do-rag.
Hey, wouldn't that be crazy if you could just have a do-rag that's like attached to headphones?
Got a mic.
Yeah,
is it good now?
Yeah, that's better.
Heavy as the head. You know what I'm saying? That's
funny. All right, man. Let's get into it, man. We're gonna start with number 5.
That's hate. That's hate, and you know who I'm talking about with your weird ass. Get the fuck out of here!
Don't even pay no attention, Q.
I'm surprised he on the list.
Hey, Q, he missed the playoff team.
I didn't want to.
Crazy.
I didn't want to. I wanted to do it lower than that, but I couldn't be that much of a.
He done watching right. Football in October.
So we got Greenlaw. Zach Bond, Logan Wilson, Tremont Edmonds, Nick Bolton, and Frankie Louvi.
Dang, none of us got the same.
Yeah, hey, Shelton, you have Nick Bolton at number 5.
I do. That's I like Nick Bolton. Don't get me wrong. It's just I like mine though. Better.
All right. Okay. All right.
You about to have Zach Bond number 1.
Go to 4.
you know 4.
We got Lavonte David. So I have Lavonte David. Spike has Bobby Wagner, and Nick has Nick Bolton, FIFO, Zach Bond, Shelton, Roquan Smith, and Q, Dre Greenlaw.
Roquan Smith at 4?
Nick, you had Nick Bolton one pick before me.
Yeah, but he's not a bottom 5. He's not number 5. I mean,
you got him at 4.
Is Bond at 4 still hating?
Nah,
hey, to me it is. Hey. To me it is, yeah.
I was just pointing it out because Eagles fans are biased.
Roquan Smith is nuts.
Nah, bro.
Okay.
That's three better linebackers.
Number three. I have Ken has Nick Bolton. That's me. Spike has Dre Greenlaw, Nick, Zach Bond, FIFO, Nick Bolton, Shelton, Frankie Louvi, and Q, Fred Warner.
Shelton, I couldn't go that high just off of the one season, but off of the one season, I felt like it was a top five performance. I just can't give him top three off.
The only reason I did that, Q, is I think that this year he gonna be like that guy. I like what Frankie Louvu does. I hope not, but I'm just being honest. He balled out when he was at Carolina. So I just think Frankie Louvu is one of those up and coming guys.
I said he's versatile as hell, you know.
Yeah, he is, man. That's why I had to bump him up a little bit. That's why I bumped him over Roquan. I just think he's gonna have a better year.
Yeah, I ain't mad at that.
That's nuts.
Yeah. Number two. So there's a lot of Raekwons. There's a lot. So me, Spike, Nick, FIFO, and Q all have Roquan Smith. And Shelton has Zach Bond as number two.
That's not an objective pick, bro.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. Do you think by the end of
this, you got him in one?
Zach Bond.
Do you think by the end of this season with Zach Bond, he will have a better season than Roquan Smith?
No.
Yeah, he did this past year.
But it's the same conversation we had.
Are you doubling down again? Like he's going to have a better year this year than Roquan Smith?
I think so. Yeah, he did. He did this last year too. Did he not have just like Miles Sanders, bro?
It's the same thing.
Did Bond not have a better season than Roquan Smith last year? Answer the question. No. Yes or no?
No, he didn't.
No. Oh my god!
Interesting.
He did not.
Oh my god!
Bro, look! It's right there on the screen. No, he didn't.
Cool. He didn't. Dude, how many games? Bond won?
How many people got Zach Bond other than you? That's an Eagles fan. It's biased. Roquan Smith is the second best linebacker in the league.
Let's talk about this once we get to number one.
Because
I'm standing with you 1,000%.
Everybody has Fred Warner except
this is why I'm like Eagles
who has Zach Bond. So I have Fred, Nick has Fred, FIFO has Fred, Spike has Fred, and Shelton has Fred, and Q is out of here. He got Zach Bond at number one. Best linebacker in the league.
Beyonce Bond, put a ring on it.
Q Shelton, let me ask you one question. Right now, obviously, both healthy. If the Eagles traded Zach Bond for Fred Warner, would you be happy or upset?
Lateral move.
It is. Jesus. What Zach Bond brought to the table last year was incredible.
This is the problem with Eagles fans, bro.
This is nuts.
This is what y'all do. This is why people who hate Eagles fans. This right here.
Do we play for rings or do we play
top
for
two linebackers? The top two linebackers in the league are Warner off, and Smith.
Look at Roquan Smith's 2024 versus Zach Bond and get back to me.
Why?
So you can see the difference because it ain't close.
No, I'm saying this, Shelton. He had a great season, one off season.
Yes,
right. Because he was a free agent.
Who's a better linebacker, Shelton? Right now,
I'm shocked that you're saying that Zach Bond will have a better season this season after what he did last year than Roquan Smith. Roquan Smith is consistent.
Roquan Smith had a down year this past year compared to most of his years. Still, so what makes y'all think he's gonna be? No, he was
down year.
Their teams played head to head. Who played better in that game? It's been Zach Bond.
Okay, real quick.
That game came down to the wire, though. Don't do that, Shelton.
Real quick. 5 forced fumbles to 1.
Real quick, just with one word. One word, can y'all answer for everyone understands? For all your lists that we've done, are y'all going off of rep or are y'all going off of past season? I'm going off past season.
Yeah, me too.
I was going off past season.
Not rep.
I go off a combination of what you did last season and what you're projected to do this up next season.
Okay, that's cool.
So all right. That's cool. That's still the same thing, Bond.
Last season, Spike, you going off
last
rep?
Last season and what I expect next year.
Okay, so Ken, were you going off of rep or last season? It's all respect.
It's the combination of both.
Okay, cool. Well, off of last season, only one of these motherfuckers got a ring, and that's all. That's a, I mean, do we play for rings or do we play
just,
for
just because you have a ring doesn't make you the best player at the position.
Only one of them niggas picked off.
You know what? For somebody that's against ring culture, he's using ring culture to justify his
pick. Right. I'm just saying.
When it comes to the NBA, you don't be sounding like this.
I don't.
You don't be sounding like this when it comes to the NBA.
I don't. The reason why I'm doing this now is because are we doing this off of last season? Because last season, only one person wins. And only one of these niggas got a pick on Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. So what are we doing?
But that doesn't mean that you're one of them has a pick. That doesn't mean that you're the best at the position just because you have a pick and a ring.
So FIFO, does better stats matter? Does better stats matter? Because he got better stats in every category. Better, more tackles
Sunday. No, no, wait. Hold on. It's what you mean to your defense. At the linebacker position, off the top. Wait, hold on. Let me speak. Now, my guy, like, I've been mad quiet because I could barely breathe right now. So let me speak. At the end of the day, it has a lot to do, especially at the linebacker position, the captain of the defense, and what it means to man the ship, right? Like, that's the reason why I don't have an issue with Spike having, what's his name? Wagner. Bobby Wagner. Because what he meant to that defense, what Fred Warner mean, bro, that defense without Fred Warner is lost. That Roquan Smith, without Roquan, that defense is not the same. Nick Bolton, those my top three guys, if those guys aren't there, that defense is lost. And again, I'm not holding the great defense around Zach Bond against them. I put him at number four. He's top five. He was undrafted and he went to top five. So I respect what he has going on, but to put him at one or two is delusional and extremely biased.
So the stats don't matter.
That's not biased at all.
Stats don't matter.
About the stats.
This sounds just like
it's not about Reeves. It's not about stats. So what are we talking about?
It's not about effective wins and losses. Wins and losses.
Did Steph Curry win the championship? Is he wins still not the best point guard in the league?
Wins all right, and losses, that's it. Bro.
No.
If he affects wins and losses, doesn't that matter?
He is in some people's eyes, but I'm not going to talk nobody down off a ledge. If they say SGA, who had one of the better seasons that we've ever seen from point guard and won a ring, is the best point guard in the league right now. I'm not going to talk you down. So when you can look at the stats that are comparable, if not better, in so many different categories, if you look at the importance that Zach Bond played to that defense, he's a linchpin in the middle of the field. And his defense coordinator will attest to that. You have
so we're doing that off of one season.
You have I'm going off of one season. I'm not
where
doing
we are
that
now
in the aura. Like, bro, I'm not doing
that's why I'm saying Shelton. Better
how
Bob.
Can you justify Bobby Wagner when he didn't do shit in the NFC Championship game? Like, how did you justify
better
that?
Better by a mile.
He held that defense down all year.
No, he didn't. Freaking move.
He did. Like,
hey, I can name about three plays just off the rip.
Zach Bond is the reason why we even won the first game in Green Bay when we started off to a rocky start.
Absolutely.
He's the one who showed up in the Cleveland game when we were down bad and got together.
In that first game against the Commanders, he made that fourth down stop on
it's too impactful.
I don't know, crazy stop.
Impact yeah,
y'all
play.
Y'all are Eagles.
Is Tom Brady an Eagles fan for saying that he was my defense player of the year? Like, come on, bro.
He led the league in coverage grade and PFF as well.
It's not blasphemy. I'm respecting you if you got Warner.
Five forced fumbles.
I respect you if you got Smith or Warner, but it's not blasphemy based off last season that was the best linebacker.
All that stuff a lot easier to do when you play for a super team.
What does that mean? You have talent.
Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, let's talk about quarterbacks.
No, real quick.
Let's talk about these quarterbacks.
Talent on the super team. Like, the talent makes up the super
y'all
team.
Y'all got a super team, bro.
What does that mean?
It's easy for a rookie to come in and look like
that. What does that mean, though? What does that mean?
It's easy for a person who played 1 year of football to come in and look like that when y'all got a GM.
He was on the same.
Y'all got a GM who's arguably doing some skeptical shit up there in the front office. It's easy for somebody to come in and do that.
So
Come back and holler at me in two years, let me know where Zach Bond is.
As you guys can see, those are our five linebackers. They're on the screen. Nick, what was you going to say?
Shelton, better bottle that Zach Bond has a better season than Fred Warner this upcoming season.
Oh, I didn't say Fred Warner. I had Fred Warner one
But that's a bet, though.
I ain't say you're gonna have a bet. I had him at two.
I'm just okay. Well, then Roquan, bet a bottle against Roquan.
Yeah, we bet that. Roquan ain't gonna have a better season.
Write that down. We're not going off of who won the Super Bowl. We're going off of stats.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going off both.
Cornerbacks.
This is what everybody came here for.
Yes.
Really?
It's not.
I think so.
Nobody
cares about cornerbacks.
All right. So we got Christian Benford. That's my guy. Darius Stingley Jr., Spike. Nick as Christian Gonzalez. FIFO Ward. Denzel Ward. Who was that? Jalen Johnson for Shelton? Mm-hmm. Jalen Johnson. And Quinyon Mitchell for Q.
I can't argue with none of those.
Christian Benford?
Yeah, right. I could. Ken is always liable to pull somebody out of nowhere. Uh-huh. But I can't give. I don't know. I'll be always like hesitant to put rookies who had great seasons on lists because it's like
after Sauce Gardner.
You had Sauce. I was just about to say.
Listen, Sauce is generational talent. You know what I'm saying? Like that's we ain't never seen. Hey, Sean, you want to talk about stats? Who coming out the gate two-time All-Pro? I mean, how many? Look at all the legends that came out the gate two-time pro. And there's not a lot of motherfuckers that came. If Quinyon Mitchell is two-time, if he has the All-Pro season this year, then I can put him on the list next year. But right now, I can't. It's too early.
Yeah, Ken, I think it's blasphemy to have a nigga that's number 47 on any list. That's one of the extra jerseys.
That's funny as hell.
Yeah, damn, I don't.
Especially at cornerback, bro. Like, if he was a linebacker,
47 is crazy. Yeah, 47 is cornerback.
Like, extra jersey. This,
it's last one laying over fan, here.
Super diehard.
It's last fan, one laying over here. You want this one?
Understand and laugh at. So, how you had Gonzalez
at five?
I didn't have Gonzalez.
I had Gonzalez at five.
At five?
So number four, at four, we have I have Christian Gonzalez, Spike has Sauce Gardner, Nick has Trent McDuffie, and everybody else has Gardner, FIFO, Shelton, and Q.
He had a bad season.
He had a bad season.
He had a step back season.
I went off of last season.
Yeah,
and I felt like he still has enough pedigree and he still made enough of an impact to justify a top five.
I agree.
But It wasn't top three.
Yeah, it wasn't dominant.
It wasn't.
Yeah, he's not the Sauce Gardner that we were introduced to.
To be real, he had a similar season to Darius Slay, but that's a whole different conversation.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate, Q.
To be honest with you, it's a lot of help in that zone coverage that they run in the Jets scheme. Like, he ain't man-to-man following the best receiver. He ain't doing that. He ain't Quinyon.
Yeah,
not at all. Nick, you better hope your boy get it right. Glenn.
He go.
Not Terry Glenn.
They just paid him. So what are you talking about?
I'm glad you brought that up.
I'm talking about the top back in the Pro Bowl.
I'm glad you brought that up, Sheldon. I do think that Terry Glenn is going to up his game.
Aaron Glenn. Does
Trevon Diggs even play football anymore? Or does he? Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right, number three.
He's a rapper or something. I think he rapped now.
Trent McDuffie. I have Trent McDuffie. Spike has Trent McDuffie, Nick has Darius Stingley Jr., FIFO, Trent McDuffie, Shelton with Denzel Ward, and Q with Jalen Johnson at three.
Technique is crazy for Jalen Johnson. Technique is crazy, and he's in Chicago, terrible team. They have a bad quarterback, so he be having to carry a lot of that shit. So,
agreed.
Yeah, but the defense got guys, though, in Chicago.
They do, but he's one of them guys. So
yeah, he, 100%.
He's probably, would you say he's the best player on that defense?
I would too.
Yeah.
Top two.
I think him, Jermaine, and Sweat, those are the top three guys. They got one on every level.
Corner to me is about reps. I mean, to me, it's like you look at the reps and you're like, all right, is the technique sound? Is the impact there? And if you're not even throwing to certain people, or if you have one of the lower percentages, you have a high pass breakup, I'm looking at that more than I'm looking at, like, all right, he contributed to, like, wins and stuff, like, because you can't really judge that. The corner can only do his job in a vacuum. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's only certain corners have been so impactful that, you know what I mean, like prime Sherman or prime Revis, where it's like, damn, bro, you can swing with a 6-point swing with like these guys at any moment. I just want to see you lock up, and I want to see you not get beat crazy. Like, pause. I don't want to see you, like, you know what I'm saying? Wow. Yeah,
like McDuffie in the Super Bowl. Hey,
hey. Yeah, like McDuffie in the Super Bowl. Hey,
not get beat like crazy is nuts. But
I go to your point, real quick, Q, and to what Nick said when we started the list. I think other than quarterback, this is the second hardest position in football.
Yeah,
like I think that needs to be recognized. Like, this is the, if you ain't playing quarterback, the other hard ass position, like, well, I got to go out here and hold it down. Yeah. It's these dudes.
Yeah. I would say, I think Stingley Jr. is he's gonna have to carry that, help carry to him, and Will Anderson gonna have to help carry that defense, because I don't have much faith in that offense, particularly the offensive line. No, going to the next season with Texas.
That's how you,
Shelton Denzel Ward. I think that's a bit high. And obviously, I had him on my list, so I think he's definitely top five, but number three is a little high, I think, personally.
Shelton, I see why you put him up there, but he gave up over 10 yards, per, you know, on average. On his, like,
did he?
Yeah. He had a lot of deflections, though. Like, he had a lot of deflections, but he gave up. His average yards of giving up was, like, first down. It's like,
you know, one of the reasons why I feel like that could be attributed to the division is because you got to look at the wide receiving talent.
Yeah.
Who's playing against, bro. Like,
right.
It's only one team.
Don't do that. We're not glazing. We're not glazing.
Lamar threw for 4,000. How many yards Lamar had?
We are not glazing.
Take Cincinnati out. What receivers are you scared of between Cleveland, Pittsburgh?
Look at how many yards Lamar had, though.
Last season.
Pickens is still a guy back then. He was still a guy. Like it's a division matchup.
Pickens like it, Nick.
It was a division matchup. You know what I'm saying? You have, of course, the Bengals talent is crazy. And Lamar, as a dual threat running QB that he is, creates opportunities for receivers that when everything breaks down, Ward got to break down with them. And it's hard to account for that when your front seven can't get home. Facts. So yeah, I'm not going to knock Denzel Ward at top three or top four. Okay,
but he didn't play Lamar every game of the season.
I know, but it's still two games. It's still two games.
And on top of that, we are talking about, you're talking about Pickens. The Steelers showed that they don't give a fuck about Pickens, Luke.
Six divisional games will make a cornerback in that division look a little less than they are. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Right. Again, he's top five, but not top three.
All right. Two. All right. I have Derek Stingley Jr.
Marlon Humphrey.
Humphrey's is nuts.
That's tight. Nick with Sauce Gardner. Everybody else has Stingley Jr. at second. FIFO, Shelton, and Q.
Humphrey's the number two corner on his team.
Thank you. They tried to draft to replace him two straight years, bro. Marlon Humphrey has fallen off the cliff.
Yeah, he's not the same.
Those are top five, bro.
That Baltimore defense other than Roquan Smith.
those are just
Kyle Hamilton. It's Roquan Smith and Kyle Hamilton. Wiggins. What are we talking about?
Wiggins is the number one corner on that team.
Yes.
Lou, did you watch any of those Bengals games against the Ravens? See what Jamar did to Marlon Humphrey? Are you kidding me?
Marlon Humphrey?
I still got Marlon Humphrey as a dog.
Crazy, fam.
Top 10, I give you. Top 5? Hell no.
Humphreys is like 5. He's 5 spots too high, bro. I think if you put Stingley
in Humphrey's position, he's worse.
Nate Humphrey and Jair Alexander, the top two corners on that team. Whoa. I mean, Nate Wiggins and Jair Alexander.
But you put Stingley Jr. in Humphrey's spot. Then niggas might win a fucking Super Bowl. Like that shit is like, come on now.
Is that serious, Lou?
Yes.
Lou, I'm trying to tell you this right now. I'd rather have Marlon Wayans than Marlon Humphrey.
and he making a football movie.
Well,
hey, Lou picked
random. Number one, everybody got Patrick Surtain.
100%. Not even close.
I was so.
I know.
He wanted to put Sauce so bad.
I did not want to do this. Sauce just got paid too. So he already know he's gonna ball out this season. But Pat had a phenomenal season last year. So I had to get, I gotta recognize Real. So shout out to Pat.
Yep.
He gonna get cooked this year though.
It's gonna be a breakout year. It's gonna be a breakout year for that team.
He's about to lock people down.
Their defense is maybe like the in best conversation one? For the best
on
in the
paper.
World.
Yeah. On paper, yes. On paper.
No.
Look at what they did last year.
Like from based off last year, not on paper. Yep. Their defense may be the best defense in the league.
Do you see the teams that they beat last year? You want to see the quarterbacks they play?
Sertan will be all right. Hey, don't worry about Sertan.
Hey, Nick don't know what defense look like, so that's why his
– Oh, that's right. That's a real point. That's
it. So it's kind of hard for him to talk about it.
That's a good point, Doc. That's a really good point.
We cracked the case on that.
Lou, I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you on the Jalen Random comments because as a Saints fan, to say anything, offense, defense, yes.
They do have – damn, that's a good comeback, too. Good shot, Jalen, but that is a good point. Saints fans got free reign. They got free reign. Saints fans got free reign because nobody expects shit from them.
Bro,
like, Jalen tried to come for me because I like, bro, you a Saints fan, bro.
I mean, picking on a Saints fan is like picking on a kid on the playground. It's like, we're not even doing it. But the thing is, though, the problem is that Spike and Nick actually have hopes every year. That's why it's applicable.
That's what that's the part.
Y'all actually believe in that.
Yeah, that's why I hate Philadelphia Eagles, because y'all try to act like now because y'all winning, oh, they got hope, so they seem crazy. You and Sheldon are insane because y'all think y'all have the best team in the league, and y'all think y'all the only one supposed to have hope. Get this shit out of
here. Why is there a white man on the screen?
Jerry Jones.
Hey, what church you get that from? You went to the Methodist church in that was an Alpharetta. You went to church in Alpharetta in the gay.
Why you got a white voodoo doll, bro?
I thought that was Joe Biden. Like, what the fuck?
That's
that was some get out shit. That was some get out shit right there. I thought you were gonna ring a bell, Nick.
That's like straight fear explaining himself.
Damn, worshiping, damn, just taking this white shit. Dude. Hey, damn, we're gonna do that was insane. Let's jump into our we need to talk, and then we're gonna get into this Rams conversation right after that and close out with worst of the week and super chat.
Honestly, I don't know who needs to be who's doing we need to talk because like three different niggas. Exactly. Just that fast.
I put Lou said it first. I don't know why people didn't see it, but Lou said he was gonna take it first.
Cool. Yeah, I didn't see it.
Oh, we need to talk because we're not gonna be able to have this conversation extensively when we do our quarterback rankings. We need to talk about quarterback top 10 list. There is no top 10 quarterback list in the NFL. There's the four that are great, and there's everybody else, and then there's the other ones that suck. Like, ain't nobody – like, Kyler Murray is not that much better than Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott ain't that much better than your boy in San Diego. I can't think of his name. Well, why is Justin his name? Herbert. Justin Herbert. There is Josh Allen. There is Lamar Jackson. There is Patrick Mahomes. And there is Joe Burrow. Those are the top four. No one else is even close to that. So the fact that Gilly and Cam from the fight behind this and Johnny Manziel want to smack Gilly behind this is stupid. Because, again, the tier of quarterbacks is they're these four that can do what no one else can do in the league. And then there's anyone else. It depends on who you like and what style you like as far as what you want to do. And then there's the people that suck. There is no top 10 quarterback list. It's the four and everybody else. And that's what we need to talk about.
I don't think you're too far off base, Spike. Honestly.
I think it's the top seven. That second tier, bro, you can move
out
around.
Four, but you can put anybody at five and make an argument.
Yeah, but it's only three other people that really come in at that top, like from seven through five.
That's not true.
That is true, bro. Nobody's gonna come up.
Who are those three people? Who are those three people?
Stafford, Jalen Hurts, and Jaden Daniels.
Nah, Nope. See, no, you already
Is that going into the season? That going into the season, that's your 5, 6, 7.
That's going in.
It don't even matter. Like, Jalen Hurts is not a top 7 quarterback in the league. That's not that's no way that's possible.
Jalen Hurts,
like, no, it's not
all the top one.
I look at football. Y'all watch football. Y'all just like
Jalen Hurts. Saw you put Marlon Humphrey as number 2 cornerback in the league. So
I saw you put Miles Sanders as the best running back in the league. Now,
no, he was fifth. He was fifth, Lou.
Nah,
he was third in rushing that year.
That's not hate.
I'm not even a big Jalen Hurts fan, but that's hate.
I'm looking at Jalen
Hurts. Let me read this to you.
Wait, real quick. Real quick. I don't want to hear shit about Rings, Q, or Shelton. If you tell me you're watching a football game and telling me that Jalen Hurts plays quarterback better than Herbert, that's insane to me.
Hurts, because he does what he does better. He does what he does better.
He beats all of the tier one quarterbacks. Name a quarterback.
And that's the thing that I'm mentioning in this thing about the list, FIFO. You can say that about anyone. I can say Kyler Murray does shit better than whoever. I can say
Dak Prescott
does shit better than whoever. I can say Matt Stafford does better than whoever.
Kyler Murray gets no Super Bowl.
So you adding an extra thing in there. I'm talking about playing the position of quarterback. Jared Goff does this better. I can say Brock Purdy does it better. There's only a top four, and then there's everybody else, bro.
I don't disagree with that statement.
Those are the only four quarterbacks that you can make the agreement, like you can make an argument with. Yes, like, these dudes are better than everybody else.
They done separated themselves.
It's over. It's over.
Well, they done separated themselves. In terms of Jalen Hurts specifically, they're not asking him to go out there and throw for 5,000-6,000 yards like Justin Herbert does. Hold on. Hey, you talking to me? Don't talk to the Eagles fan.
Okay,
I'm not an Eagles fan. I'm being very objective here. Jalen Hurts can do things that most other quarterbacks can't do in the league right now. Justin Fields can do it. Be that running quarterback, Lamar Jackson can do it. He's the best at being the running quarterback that can also throw, right? Jalen Hurts, what they're asking him to do, there's literally two other quarterbacks in the league that can do it.
I don't agree with that. Okay, that's okay.
Hey, we can agree to disagree.
Hey, FIFO, even outside of that, like when he's needed to be the quarterback,
he does what he needs to do.
In the time – they need him to be in both of the Super Bowls.
That's what
one mistake. Caused him not having two Super Bowls, basically. So, like, 100%. When needed, that was Tom Brady most of his career until like the later half of his career. Like, Tom Brady didn't have more talent than Peyton Manning. He didn't have more talent than Aaron Rodgers. You're thinking about talent. That's not all.
I am thinking about talent. The quarterback. I'm thinking about it's talent. Not all. It has something to do with. But listen,
that's not 100%.
You could argue that the quarterback position is the worst unit on the Eagles team. They have a top three defensive line. They have a wide receiver, top deep offensive line, top cornerbacks, as y'all talking about.
And they have a top quarterback in the league.
They have one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
That's
the worst position on their team.
And it's still top 10.
What you mean it's top 10?
Jalen Hurts is top 10 in the league.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
If
Jalen Hurts went anywhere else and played football, he would be out of the league.
Spike.
You going to drink on that?
Put
Jalen Hurts on the Chargers.
Put
Jalen Hurts on the Chargers.
I'm pretty sure Harbaugh will make it work because he made it all
100%.
So what are you saying?
Running the option. Running the triple option.
The man made the playoffs with Jalen Rager as the number one receiver. Like, he was on the Chargers. What are you saying?
No, I'm saying
did he not?
Harbaugh can make anybody look like they about to be.
So that's my point. We were losing. He had Justin Herbert made it to the playoffs and he shit the bed. He shit the bed last year in the playoffs. And like he has more talent than Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts has shit goes the bed.
Spike. Let's moonwalk just a little bit. You said put Jalen Hurts on the Raiders with a run first head coach that's a defensive guru, sure, and they just drafted a fucking beast of a running back?
What's going to happen when you got to throw the ball?
As far as a beast running back.
What's going to happen when you got to throw the ball? What's going to happen?
When I say beast, I just mean physicality.
He had to leave and transfer to Oklahoma.
The dude looked like a beast. That's all I'm saying. Look, Spike.
He's won everywhere he's been, too, Spike. So and he's won everywhere he's been. He's won in Alabama. Whether he got benched or not, he won.
Oklahoma too in the national championship
Bro, I'm not
he
even
got
trying
pulled
to keep
in the national championship game. Okay. I'm not hating. I'm just stating the obvious that everybody seems to forget because the Eagles went to the Super Bowl and won because they had a super team and an average quarterback.
Spike. Hey, Spike.
But the obvious is that he won.
Jalen Hurts is your ludicrous in the league. That's basically what he is. He's your Lucas.
Hey, Lou.
Everybody
else can see the talent. One last thing, Lou. He's 21-9 with throwing the ball 30 times, which is second best in the league behind Patrick Mahomes. So
throwing the ball 30 times to who? Saquon Barkley?
It don't really matter.
Scrimmage.
What are those? You are such a hater.
There was a year with Jalen Rager as the top receiver.
That's what I hate because y'all saying I'm hating. Y'all watching the same exact shit that I'm watching. Y'all watching the dude that got benched in college had to transfer and then luckily ran into a great.
He's better than Tua now. He's better than Tua.
Fell into the Super Bowl.
Him and Tua the same quarterback.
You don't say that.
Lou, he fell into the Super Bowl twice.
He what?
You're hating.
He fell into the Super Bowl twice.
Well, he lost one Super Bowl.
Hold on. Let me ask you something.
Hey, we gotta get to this last topic.
Hold on, Ken.
The fact that we're arguing about Jalen Hurts of all people is
true.
Why are we wasting our time on this guy? I need to know this, Ken.
I need to know this. I'm not gonna be able to go to sleep tonight.
I hate you brought it up, Spike.
I'm not gonna be able to sleep. If you swap out Jalen Hurts and Dak Prescott, the Cowboys are not a better team.
No, we would 5 games.
Hold on. Stan, to be honest, ask that question.
Yeah, I do. I'll tell you why.
You think they would be?
Ken, don't fall.
Yes.
No. Hold on. You think they would be? Both?
Yes. They'd be a better team.
No, they wouldn't.
They'd be a better team.
With that coaching staff and all. Are y'all serious?
We don't have an adequate enough coaching staff.
Jalen Hurts will be better. A different coordinator every year.
The Cowboys' coaching staff can't make him better.
Why?
That won't happen.
He makes himself
better than Dak Prescott.
We would win 5 games if Jalen Hurts was our quarterback.
Y'all are crazy if y'all think that.
Jalen Hurts is better than Dak Prescott. And so Dak Prescott is better than Jalen Hurts to you?
I agree with Spike because the Cowboys –
If he was in Dallas, we would win 4 to 5 games per year because our coaching staff is that bad.
I mean, y'all expected to do that this year. So it doesn't really matter. I think it is what it is. Like, yeah, I don't think Jalen Hurts will make a difference. I think you probably, going to end up
out of Alabama. What you think going to happen in Texas?
All right, man.
Come on.
Let's talk about the Rams. Let's go to LA.
Yeah. Because Q about to come back. And Q.
Oh, I didn't even know. I thought he left.
Did he
should have heard that crazy.
Nah, don't bring it back.
No. The Rams. The Los Angeles Rams are quietly dealing with a major issue at that quarterback position as Matthew Stafford is not 100% healthy to start the season. Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford did not practice on Monday, despite being expected to participate in individual drills upon his return from an aggravated disc in his back. Instead, Stafford was seen in street clothes during practice, walking into a restorative and rejuvenation chamber part next to the Rams practice field. What is the worst case scenario for the Rams this season, and is there anything they can do to avoid it?
I'll tell you what the worst case scenario is. Stetson Bennett, will start game one. And it's looking it's a really scary thing. I could see him getting that cortisone shot in his back or whatever, and hopefully that helping out. Mm-hmm. But that's a scary thing. It's just scary when you're dealing with back, especially for a quarterback, because you're using that man. Yeah, at that age, it's a scary thing, man. And Bennett has been in the system for a while, but this team is as close as they've been in a while to being in back to the Super Bowl. So in saying that, hell, it was one play away from making it this year. So him being out makes all the difference in the world for this team, and that's not a good look for this Rams team. So worst case scenario, we see Stetson Bennett starting. and they fall back to the middle of the pack because they don't have great quarterback play.
Ain't Jimmy Garoppolo their backup, not Stetson Bennett?
Yes, I would think it's Stetson Bennett over Jimmy G right now. Yeah,
Jimmy's gonna start.
Yeah, I still think they'll give it to Stetson, man.
I'm gonna tell you this right now, so I don't think it's gonna be a difference. But
right,
it may not make much difference. Nick is right, but I think they would give it to Jimmy Garoppolo first.
I think
this is one of. There's a lot of headlines that are not being talked about in the NFL. This is one of the biggest ones. Like Shelton said, the Rams in the playoffs gave the Eagles the most like fear. Based on how that last drive went in the snow on the road.
It was snowing. Yeah.
So I think that they were coming into this season thinking like, all right, we could just run it back. You know what I'm saying? The defense is young. We added another weapon. Sean McVay is still one of the best play callers offensively in the league, one of the best head coaches in the league, period. But this is why I was shocked that Shador wasn't picked up in any of those rounds by the Rams because – everybody knows that Stafford and McVay were thinking about leaving, but McVay came back, and Stafford is not getting any younger, and defenses are getting younger, quicker, faster. To have a bad back in that division, too, against the 49ers, the Seahawks, and the Cardinals, like, I don't know. I don't think they could be ending up picking the top five pick based on how the season may go.
If I'm the Rams, I'm calling my bank. And I'm reporting that Stafford payment is fraud. So I ain't got to pay for what he did during the offseason, holding out and expecting that money and them not trading him. And then for this to pop up, like, if I'm the Rams, I'm offended. Like, this should have been something that was examined by the organization. I don't know if it just happened. I don't know how this came about, but I do agree with you, Nick, in the sentiment that Shedeur Sanders should have been a pick that they would have taken. And to have this talent, to be in this position, after what they sacrificed to win that Super Bowl from a roster standpoint, and now to bounce back because Sean McVay is such a brilliant coach, and now this dude is 39 years old, who we thought he couldn't play quarterback and was done, but he convinced us to give him money, and now you're back hurt. I would be livid if I was in the Rams front office, and this may be bad. I agree with Nick. This may be like some. Damn, we thought we had something. We were a play away from the Super Bowl, or excuse me, we were a play away from the NFC Championship game, and now we're dealing with a 39-year-old quarterback. We signed Devontae Adams. We have this good defense. We have this great head coach, and we thought we had a quarterback who we gave a lot of money to who was threatening to hold out, and now we got this situation. I would be livid if I was the owner or the GM of the Rams.
Do you think that they can make a move for Kirk Cousins? To bring in somebody that is, well, I think that he's better than Stetson Bennett and or Jimmy Garoppolo, right? I'm not saying that
Stafford though. Like, do we know Stafford is out for sure?
They saying Luke. He regardless, he was able to have a throwing session and he threw like 60 times, but they're saying he can't have back to back days. And they pushed him beyond the tipping point at this point, so it's not looking good.
No, that's fraud.
And that's not taking any hit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're talking about NFL football. Quarterbacks are going to get hit. They're going to get hurt. We see the most quarterbacks get hurt in the last 2 years. So it's only about – you put them out, there's only a matter of time. My opinion, if they truly want to be Super Bowl contenders this year, which I think they think that they could be, I think they have to really look at potentially making a move for a veteran QB that's on these rosters that they know that they're not going to get playing time where they're currently at. And potentially make a move for a year or two.
That's not a bad idea, FIFO. That's not a bad idea at all. If I'm going to go anywhere, even though it is a lateral move, if I'm going to go anywhere and expect to win, I can't go Shedeur Sanders, even though, like, for the future that may be great, I would go.
Yeah,
so. Like,
but not for this season.
I still wouldn't say it's Kirk Cousins, though. We know what Kirk Cousins is. He ain't going to Super Bowl regardless. So I wouldn't say it's him.
Would you do Deshaun Watson?
Well, hell no. Because look, Kirk Cousins has shown more in his last three seasons, you know, obviously barring the injury, than Deshaun has his whole time in Cleveland. You know, say when he was healthy. So for me, Shelton, I don't disagree. We all know what Kirk Cousins is, but given the right situation, like with Minnesota before he bounced, did they not win like 13, 14 games? Like that offense was one of the best offenses in the league with an offensive head coach that is considered now a mastermind amongst the other masterminds in the league. We know what Sean McVay is. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying Kirk Cousins to me is better than the quarterbacks that you have there. Now, the money situation, that's
because Kirk always asked for money. So that's the thing about Kirk.
Well, the thing is you know, the Falcons are going to have to pay the majority of that.
Yeah, I'm going to say he got his money already.
Well, I was thinking more so, I know this is not anything better per se necessarily than Kirk Cousins, but I mean, the Giants got three quarterbacks on the roster. You could get Jameis Winston with Sean McVay. I know that's, again, that don't fit.
Yeah,
that I get fit. It, but as far as like what we talk, we took them bottoms of the barrel quarterbacks anyway. So y'all
really rate the Rams like that?
Yeah,
they're nice.
I rate Sean McVay.
That like defense. That. Sean McVay and then that defense
is really good, and Sean McVay is a really good play call.
I think it's fool's gold. I think
you wild.
I think
it's they almost beat y'all.
They almost beat us in the snow when Jalen
had football.
I'm trying to finish because y'all do the same shit when it's other people. So listen, them niggas are okay. Like, they're cool. They have a solid young defense. I like what's his name, Verse and whatnot. But he's the only one that's, you know what I mean, on that defense that actually scares me for real. I don't see what y'all see. Y'all going off of Sam Darnold, and y'all going off of a snow game where Jalen Hurts was hobbled on one leg. All right, cool. If that's what y'all want to hang your hat on as a Super Bowl contender, y'all do that. I'm not seeing that shit at all. I see them being a solid 10-win team that goes out in the first round, no matter
who can
what.
Stop them. Who do you think? Who got the best chance of stopping them from winning the NFC West? Cardinals, 49ers.
Niners, if Christian is right.
Yeah, there. Christian McCaffrey's back. If he's healthy, which then it's the Niners.
They won, what, six games last year?
And Brock Purdy sold mad games, and hopefully you have your cast around him to be
able y'all to. If y'all had to bet y'all paycheck for the next week, y'all would take the Niners over the Rams?
Is everybody healthy?
It's a toss up. I wouldn't take the Rams over the Niners with my check either.
That's all I'm honestly, saying.
If everybody,
that's all I'm saying. That's how they are a Super Bowl contender, because that division is so weak and they have such a good coach. And if this quarterback can figure it out and his back don't hurt, they can win that division and go to the Super Bowl.
Is everybody healthy? Because if everybody's healthy, I'm taking the Niners 10 times out of 10.
The Eagles
ran a fucking train on that defense, and then it started snowing, and then people weren't getting off the way that they could. People were slipping. So I'm not hearing that the weather don't affect nothing. And we still won. We still won at home in Philly with the snow, with one leg Jalen, we're not used to playing in snow. We don't really have that many snow games. That don't mean nothing because we're not used to having a bunch of snow games. Like, you don't account for that. You don't plan for a snow game. And then you're telling me that Sam Darnold is your barometer for, like, man, that defense ate up. Like, no, bro. Like, they were like, Jared Sam Darnold's terrible. I'm not seeing that at all.
I get that y'all won the Super Bowl, but don't do that. First of
all, how is that crazy?
And second of all, if we're talking about in that division, don't sleep on the Seahawks, because they got that boy number 6 from Alabama. Hey, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's your guy.
Sam Darnold ain't doing shit for me. That Taylor Miro, hey, that boy cold right
bro.
There.
Like,
let me tell you something, Nick. We'll never hear that name again. Other than you mentioning him on this show, we will never hear that name again. Let me break this news to you, bro. Like, he will never be heard from him.
Bro, the Eagles put belt to ass when they were in a dome in LA, and they put belt to ass when it was regular weather in Philadelphia. So I'm not hearing that. And then I don't rate the Vikings like that, because we know that they have a good enough defense to win those games with Sam Darnold. So y'all are gassing this, like, oh man, Devontae Adams and oh Matthew Stafford, and like, no, bro, stop it. Like, it's 10 games, and if the Niners are healthy, they're running the train on that division, bro. Like, it's over. Fred Warner, all these people that start rating the number two and number one.
If Stafford is healthy and this ain't true, I say 12 games.
It don't matter if he's healthy. They going out in the first round, bro. It don't matter.
Nah.
Don't matter.
Nah. All right. Well, you know, if they have to go with a backup, I saw that they said that the Los Angeles Rams backup quarterback Stetson Bennett had an electrifying 2025 debut in week one of the preseason. So I guess since we're hyping up preseason games, I guess that should give him confidence, huh?
He's Stetson.
Stetson 30 years old.
I was gonna say he's definitely overachieving, and he played quarterback at Georgia. The moment's not gonna be too big. I feel more comfortable with him than any of those other guys.
Yeah.
I ain't saying he's gonna win. Wait,
you would take him over Garoppolo?
Yes. Absolutely, and I was y'all were right. Yeah, at this point, yes, they ain't the same Jimmy G.
It's just like, yo, poison pill or firing squad, like it don't matter, bro.
Right.
All right, we got our worst of the week.
Worst of the week. Ken, FIFA was talking about this nigga earlier.
There he is.
Somebody brought it up. This boy right here. he had a hey, Shel, guess how many yards you ran versus he ran
two
less than that, bro. He had negative one. He had three carries for -1 yard.
Nick, I had him. All he needed was 22 yards to hit, and he caught some money. So yeah.
Hey, listen. I don't even have a comp for this kid. I don't even know what to say.
It's early, Nick. Nick is early, bro.
Shout out to 12 Cal. It's early.
12 Cal. It's early.
Nah, bro. 12 Cal. Shelton Q, anybody on this platform knows the easiest transition from college to the pros when it comes to the NFL is what? Running back. It's running back. Yeah. Running back is the easiest position to transition. Look at what Saquon did. You look at a lot of other top running backs, Adrian Peterson, all of them. Granted, I'm not saying Alshon Jeffrey is going to be those players, but they came out of college and dominated. I'm sorry, bro. And Saquon had a shitty line coming into the league, and he was rookie of the year. But the way he coming up the game, me and you was talking about
negative,
college,
negative whatever yours is crazy. For a quarterback that I took top 10 in the first round, like, yeah, that's insane. I don't know if
he's missing an S in his first name.
he got three carries.
How many carries did he have?
Three carries for -1 yard.
I mean,
you really can't judge.
It's worse
than
the week, bro.
What? That's one drive.
No, bro. Come on, bro.
Y'all being hyperbolic. Though.
Nah, you want to worse gonna the be week. Good.
I'm sorry.
He's still going to be good.
Worse of the week?
I think people misunderstand how shitty the Raiders' offensive line is. I thought that them picking him this high was insane. So...
I disagree with it.
I think this makes sense with
he'd be fine
having Pete Carroll as your head coach and the run being heavily in his philosophy of head coaching, like you said, Q Marshawn, like he gonna eat this shit, bro.
Was he supposed to break one? I don't understand. Like he was supposed to break one on the first two carry. Like
I didn't say he was supposed to have 150 yards and a tutty. I was just saying three carries for -1 yards, bro.
Yeah, this
and you a top five pick? Come on,
because they're running into a scheme. Now, if you want to talk about worst performance, look at Quinn Ewers' performance. That was the worst performance.
Bad performance.
Quinn Ewers was five for 18.
There's no expectations for Quinn Ewers.
He looked lost.
Well, he was at one point being talked about the best quarterback in his draft class.
Preseason, you just gotta toss it up. Like I don't really take.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, Nick. Based off this pick for worst performance, do you think that he's going to have a good season?
I think he's gonna have a shit ball season.
You don't think he's going to be in contention for rookie of the year?
I think we're being sold a bill of goods on him.
He's going to be,
especially when he ended his college football season.
I would disagree with that and say that Jenty is going to be in conversation for rookie of the year.
Does he get 800? Does he get 850 yards this season?
Yes.
I think because they added an extra game and shit like that, I think he should at least get 1,000 yards. If he doesn't get 1,000 yards,
if he get 1,000 yards, what are you talking about, Bush?
Didn't we do this a long time ago, bro? If you get at least, 60 yards a game, you're going to get 1,000 yards.
Next topic.
If this nigga get 1,000 yards his rookie season, he's going to be in contention.
1,000 yards ain't shit no more, Lou. What are you talking about?
1,000 yards is 1,000 yards. I don't care.
Yeah, 1,000 yards is 1,000 yards.
Last 1,000 rod rush of the Bengals had.
Yeah, I don't know. Anybody can get 1,000 yards.
Exactly. I'm not tripping.
Did y'all know Alvin Kamara has never rushed for 1,000 yards?
That makes sense.
I never knew that until today.
Trent Richardson 2.0, Aston Judge.
No.
All right. On purpose, though.
Please save this. Please somebody write this down so we can bring these players back.
Hey, listen.
We ain't never do that worst take section.
I told you.
Hey, we said we was going to do that worst takes section. This has to be in there.
The hot takes is
Jenty, he going to ball this year, bro.
It's going to be a long NFL season. It's getting ready for the hot takes.
Nick, he going to ball. He going to ball.
Donovan Mason, somebody should take over power rankings for the NFL because randomly, what's the top QB seasons ever played?
Anyway.
Brady when he threw the moss, had them 50 touchdowns.
I would say it's like Peyton Manning's year when he went to the Super Bowl the first time. Patrick Mahomes, second year. Cam Newton's MVP season. You can talk about Brady with moss.
When Joe Burrow lost in the Super Bowl, it was pretty good.
one of Vic's seasons, they got to be. When he went and won the playoff game in Lambeau?
Yeah.
I would say Eli's second ring.
Tony Romo. Nah, I'm lying. What would
Hey, that Tony Romo season where he fumbled the sap in the Seahawks. You're right.
That was a crazy.
Hey, we gotta get people out of here.
Yeah, we gotta get people
out of here. pulling the loo.
hey, Ken.
That's what I was gonna say. I'm glad it wasn't me. I'm glad it wasn't me this time.
Yeah, Lou don't know how to, he drunk his coffee tonight. But
how people snoring, he wasn't asleep.
People got sinus issues, man. People like that iPhone when you put it on low battery mode.
That NyQuil PM. That NyQuil PM kicking in.
It is. You should next year.
Hey, man, Josh Rose, you be doing team by team with division previews. I know that'll be the only time you will have a reason to talk about the Jets. So I need that.
Just bros, we're not talking about the Jets, bro. Sorry.
We're gonna skip that even in the team preview.
We appreciate the comment and everything, but there's no reason at any point in this season to talk about the Jets.
Anyway.
But yes, we will be doing team by team and division previews. We got all that coming up later on and as the weeks go on, the closer we get to week one. So yeah,
Josh Bros,
we gotta get people out of here.
They
need to do something about Breece Hall. Breece Hall has done lost it, man. That's crazy.
Oh yeah, you saw
the Jets look terrible. Yeah.
There's nothing to say about the Jets, bro. Like what are we talking about?
We should definitely do a live show for the first game of the season with the Cowboys versus Eagles.
Why do we want to?
That's what I was gonna ask you, Lou, for my super chat. Is Micah gonna get traded?
Hey, mute him, Ken.
I know. I want to know what you think. What you think gonna happen? Is he gonna get signed or traded at this point? Is he gonna play the first game?
Ain't nobody got enough collateral to trade for Michael Parsons.
Is he gonna play the first game?
Yes. Well, actually, you know what? I've been a Cowboys fan since Emmitt Smith held out for the first two games, so that might happen too. He might hold out a couple games. He gonna get his money though. This is much to do about nothing. He's going to get his money. He's going to be in Dallas for however long. Like, nobody can put a trade package together to trade for Michael Parsons. That don't exist.
I got, like, I give you, like, Jalix Hunt. I give you Jalix Hunt and Ojomo, maybe a first
round. I don't even know who Jalix Hunt is.
He's somebody who won the Super Bowl last year.
Yes.
I don't even know none of these.
He got a sack of Super Bowl at that, Q.
Like, bro.
All right.
Michael Parsons is a top three player in the league. Like, ain't nobody, ain't no trade package that exists
in your Madden league or in the
every league, nigga. Madden, fantasy, the NFL, whatever league you want to, FanDuel. Like, it don't matter.
Hey, man, we got, man, we're closing the show, man. We can't have this man up here like this. We're gonna catch you guys next week. Nick, what are we doing next week?
Next week. We should be doing, hold on, let me see. We will be talking about, it'll be all defense.
Okay.
Rushers and defensive line.
All right, there you guys go. So come back through for that. And also, man, y'all need to put y'all list in the chat too. Yeah, we need to see that as well. But leave it in the comments, man. We'll catch you guys next time. We are out. Peace.
Peace.